We have just a couple of letters this week.
Station gardens were pride and joy, says Anne English of Wissenset. I agree with those who lament the loss of the railway station gardens, which were once the pride and joy of the station staff. The station master often lived next to the station, so the garden could be tended every day. Recently, I took a nostalgic steam trip over the 20 miles from Minehead to Bishop Lydiard on the West Somerset Railway. Every one of the little country stations along the line had lawns, seats, tubs of flowers, gardens or climbing roses. Obviously a tourist attraction, judging from the reaction of pleasure from so many of the passengers.
Ian Boughton of Dillon writes that the crowd control at Take That was appalling. You are absolutely right to report that the Take That show at Carrow Road was marvellous, but the real stars were the audience. Throughout the football season, Norwich City regularly puts 26,000 people through their gates and out again without any apparent problem. But the crowd control by the promoters of this concert was appalling. An hour and a half before the Thursday show, there were several static queues snaking around the stadium in both directions, with no signage and no indication of which queue led to which gate. Even some of the stewards admitted they didn't know which line was which, and some gave ridiculously conflicting instructions. One told us to go right round the other side of the stadium, even though we were standing right next to the correct door. Astonishingly, he even added, "If the stewards round there tell you to come back, don't listen to them." And yet, in spite of all this, the crowd were wonderfully patient and good-natured. In our area, we created a search party to walk back and forth to find out which queue was going where. As one chap said to us, "There's a lot of things we British can't do, but we do know how to organise a queue. Pity the show organisers do not." One serious question needs to be put to the top people of Norwich City. After the Thursday show, the stands emptied fast and in one section crowded very quickly down to the Thorpe door, which was locked. The crowd was backing up uncomfortably on the stairs and through the refreshment area before someone wearing a senior steward badge rushed along and unlocked the door. We have all seen the stories of crowd disasters inside arenas where exit doors have been locked. Norwich City might care to ask themselves some questions about their procedures before the safety authorities do.